Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog like shat drop bombs. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bombs. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com.
It's a finish line. And it's live. And it's live. And it's live. And it's live. And it's live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, Soundmaster T, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Okay, we're in the building. What's up, everybody, man? It's your boy, man, Dennis Live, man. We here live, man, Saturday, man. First thing I want to say is, man, thank God, man. You know what I'm saying? We here. We living. You know what I'm saying? We breathing. Our eyes twitching. Everything, man. You got to thank God for everything that we do, man. So, just so that people don't know, man, I do things a little differently on Saturdays. So you guys know, Saturdays, man, is my day. So I play whatever I want. Church folks, hey, man, y'all just got to bear with me, man. I got rap music, man. It's going to be cursing. I might mess around throwing a little Marvin Gaye. I don't care. I drops the bomb. Matter of fact, man, I feel so good, man. I don't even care no more, man. We going to talk about some things here that this topic here, man. How they say it, man, you ain't about that life. Too funny, man. Just think about it. You ain't about that life. Okay. Now, I've been asking a couple people, man, what does that mean? I guess it's a replacement, you know what I'm saying, from what people be saying. You ain't about that life. You know, what life? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean by this? And so me and my co-host, Case, man, which he'll be in the building. One thing about Case, man, Case always late, man. Then we got the other co-host, LB. I don't know what it is, man, my co-hosts is, man, they just super late all the time. But I ain't tripping, man, because I ain't paying them. So, you know what I'm saying, they come in whenever they ready. But I need to play some of this little music. Let me just play a little intro music. Let me get some walk-in music, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm wearing all phony gold, everything. I don't even care. Hey, man. Anyway, man, check it out, man. You ain't about that life, huh? I want to know what this means. You know, so I got people, man, it's so crazy, man. My phone lines are blowing up. You know what I'm saying? People listening in. I got the internet blowing up, Facebook blowing up. Okay. I guess I must have hit a good topic, huh? Okay. Well, anyway, man, if you want to talk, you want to say something, so just hit that number one button, and we're going to figure it out. Because I want to know. I want to know what is you about that life. What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? I got an idea of what it means, but I want to know from you. What does that mean? So check it out. I'm going to play, a commercial or two, and then we're going to come back at it. All right, let's go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or
just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? Man, it's your boy, man. Sleek Dilla. Dennis Live, man. First of all, I want to thank God for letting me do this show here. Man, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. It's a little crazy, man. I know y'all haven't been hearing nothing. It was just dead silence for like the last 6 minutes, right? Don't you know I have the mic on mute this whole time? My bad, man. And it's so crazy. The phone lines are blowing up. Facebook is blowing up. Well, anyway, man, I do apologize for that. My co-host, they're going to call in pretty soon, man, and we gonna get it in. But today's topic, man, is called You Ain't About That Life, huh? Okay. Now, You Ain't About That Life, it's like, okay, I guess it's a replacement about you ain't know nothing, you're not doing anything, you're afraid to do something, from what I'm guessing. But, you know, I want y'all to call in, you know, so let me know what y'all think. So we can go ahead and figure out what this means, man. A lot of older people be like, what life? I ain't know nothing. Young shorties, man, they be like, you ain't know nothing. You ain't about that life. So I'm like, man, I want to figure it out. I'm kind of confused. So, you know, if you from the age of whatever, 17 on up, you know what I'm saying, 18 on up, 21 on up, some a little bit older, 30, 40, you know what I'm saying, I want to hear it, man. It's crazy as usual. The phone lines are blowing up, man. So if you want to talk, press the number one button. I don't care. I'm taking phone calls early. Facebook, look, I see y'all, man. Call in, man. I see y'all. My internet blowing up. But again, today's topic is about, we're going to do this topic for about 30, 45 minutes. Then we're going to go into something else. But I want y'all to know, man, my church folks, I know y'all call in, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all be listening in, and you know, so I be have to hear that when I go to church. But I play rap music on my show. The cussing and everything, I guess they call it trap music now. I play it all. I might play some Marvin Gaye. I might go into New Edition. I don't care what I do. It all depends on how I feel. You know, it's the Dennis Live Show, right? So, on that note, what I'm going to do is this. I want to know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost. So I'm going to play me a song, then we'll come back, we're going to take a call. All right, this song right here, man, this is my boy, man, Flocka, man. Walker Flocka, man, I'm going to play this little song by Flocka, then we're going to come back, then we're going to take a call. All right, let's go.
You ain't about that life. no fight. Slap his mouth off with that pistol. No edit, but he ain't right. Earn my G's Christ as a little nigga. I was robbing and shooting. Hellrath traps in Eastside Baltimore. I'm a young Frank Lucas. Ain't about that life, ain't about that life. We know them boys just talking. 200 rounds in your project. When that thing started barking, I told fuckers, girl, fuck these niggas. They said Diddy is fuck. Man, all that false claiming they ain't gang bangers on the wrong set. So these niggas manicuring they nails and they toes. These niggas hoes.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network. Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Peace.
Okay. We back. I had to make sure my mic was on this time, man, because my mic was off for about a good 4 minutes. And people was like, man, what the, you know, he, dude, don't sit us off. Nah, man, I forgot to hit the microphone, man. But anyway, man, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a call. Man, this is one of my two old friends, man, back in the Swift School heydays, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to say what's up, man. What's going on, Kristen? How you doing, honey?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm glad that I see you're doing well also.
Yeah, man, we try, man. You know how it is, man. We try to keep it going, you know what I mean? Ever since we were small coming up, man, you know, you try to keep that creativity going, you know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. You can't never forget where you came from.
That's right. You know, I never forget.
You ain't the only one. I'm scarred. What do you mean? I'm scarred.
Oh, no, you good. Well, look, man, let me do this right here. Christy, you ain't about that life, huh? All right, now, I know you said you had a story to tell me about this, man, so I'm ready, man. I'm all ears. Let's go.
A person to me that would tell me you ain't about that life is basically saying that whatever they're doing in their life at that moment or what they've done in their past, and you're doing the total opposite, or let's just say you're doing the same thing, but you're doing it in a different way or better than they did it. How can they tell you you're not about a life when they don't even know where you've been?
Right.
That's just
right.
Like saying, let's just use as an example our neighborhood. We know that neighborhood was full of GDs. Was
right.
I about that GD life? No, so I don't know nothing about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
It's just like, can't say it was all good, but, you know, we can't say we had all bad memories either.
Right, right.
So that's just the way that I kind of look at that perspective, but can't nobody tell nobody they're not about that life when they don't even know.
True. I know. I was sitting back. I was thinking that too, man. Like, you know, like these young kids today, you know, they're walking around here thugged out, whatever it is, you know. So I'm like, man, I used to be like that, man. So now they're like, man, dude, you know, now pops, you ain't about that life, or the
right.
OG, you ain't about that life. I'm like, what is about that life? What do you call it? And one little kid told me, it's really about whatever you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? If you're playing basketball and you're trying to do a layup and you miss, and they're like, man, you ain't about that layup life. You're like, what?
Right.
Like, I'm like, replacement, but you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was trying to figure that out. You know what I mean?
I don't see that replacement word actually can be used against that term, you're not about that life. Now, had he would have been a basketball player, but you wasn't a basketball player, he can say you ain't about that life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't. There's no replacement towards anybody saying that you're not about that life. I mean, your past and your present is always the same, but now our second generation is growing up, and it's going to be a circle of life. Therefore, everything we did and we saw, we pray our kids do not. But unfortunately, the way society is, because it don't take two parents to raise a kid, it takes the whole darn neighborhood, you know, to watch over our kids and teach them and conduct them in the right direction, but some of them get sidetracked.
True.
They're going to follow the same thing that we did. You know what I'm saying?
True.
It starts out in school, then it starts out with the cussing, then it starts around like wanting to be like somebody else, then it starts out into something else, and it could lead to either gangbanging, selling drugs. From there, you end up on drugs, and then it's like, okay, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? You trying to get my point?
I got you. So it's pretty much like it's almost like history kind of repeats itself a little bit.
Absolutely.
And it also depends. Okay. So I'm kind of gathering the thoughts about it. So it's almost like replacing this word. You ain't about that life.
In that situation there, you can use that word. Because when we graduated, y'all niggas was wearing a high top, low top face and one color, one side, and now they doing it again.
Right, they're repeating it.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's just a repeat of history. That's all it is. And it's not going to be the only time that this comes around. It's just, unfortunately, by the time we 80, because you know we almost 40, you know, we're
right,
going to be too old to remember what we did when we was that age.
Right. You're right.
But
man,
I personally made it my business when I finally grew up like a big girl was supposed to, not to allow my children to repeat what that life was about.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You got
right.
to switch it up and change it, because we are the role models of these young children of today's society. And that doesn't even necessarily mean just to your own kids, to anybody and everybody's kids that come through your door.
Right. I feel you. So, like, you are what you are what you make your life out of, or your life is what you become, basically.
Well,
yes,
in such a way. But, you know, there's always room for improvement for anybody. It takes a certain person to be around a different. It's just like if you take the kid from the thug life and put him into I don't want to use this word, but let's say a white neighborhood, that kid is going to eventually want to be like them, because he came from this thug life that was poor and just ran the streets and watched the kids and the elder ones in the park drinking the 40 ounces, smoking joints and all of that. To where the white kids is at, and they do things differently.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So it's kind of
so
like
that
the area.
The room for improvement is always there. It just doesn't take just that one person to change something.
Right.
It's going to take more than one person, because you could give your advice to somebody, but your opinion don't mean nothing.
Got you.
Just like right now, I might make sense to 85 people out of 100.
True.
But I'm sure that they can relate to what I'm saying if they come from where we come from.
Right. They can understand. They can relate to the life. I got you. Okay. Well, look, let me do this, Christian. Let me take another call. I got another call here. So stay on the line. What's going on, caller? You on the line. What's going on with you?
Hey, what's going on? Just checking y'all out. I think this is the first or second time I checked y'all out.
Okay, okay. What's your name?
Jay.
What's up, Jay? Where you calling from, bro?
New York City.
Okay, New York City, Jay in the building. What's going on with you, man? Hey, let me ask you this question, Jay. When I say you ain't about that life, huh? What comes to your mind with that?
You ain't about that lifestyle. It's just a short for lifestyle. You know, most of the time they use it in the urban community. You know, where they talk about mostly when they pertain that it's something towards negative or keeping it real. To me, it's almost like where you ain't
totally
keeping it real.
Agree.
You know what I'm saying? But then again, what life are you talking about? Like the young lady said, what life, what real is to you, you know? And anybody can live a certain lifestyle of negativity if you bring it to yourself. So, I mean, in the sense of, like, you know, most of the time it's, you ain't about that life because, you know, or you ain't gangster. But at the end of the
Absolutely.
Day, most of the people that are doing the killing ain't real gangsters anyway. So, you know, they what they call accidental shooters.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, it's just slang. And really, you know, I mean, they should just, how you take something negative and turn it to a positive. I mean, they should twist it around. You know, you ain't about the good lifestyle of doing good. You know, that's what they should twist it around. You know, all right, you ain't about that lifestyle. You should be about this lifestyle, getting your things in order, get educated, and, you know, because if you ain't about that lifestyle, you know, most of the people that are saying that, I mean, you live the gangster life, that's going to be short term, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I think, hey, you ain't about that life. You know, that means, to me, it sounds gruesome. It's like, wow, you're doing crazy things that, you know, that the average person won't do because they're not into that or they're scared or whatever. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's slang, it's lifestyle, it's keeping it real, you know, that type of meaning behind it, you know?
Okay, okay. So it just basically like what you both say, and I just realized who it was, Jay. What's up, man? I just realized who you was when I caught your voice, man. You and your bro had called in a couple of weeks back. Well, about a month now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you family now, man, so you call in, tune in anytime. But I like what you were saying, dude, because when I was YouTube and trying, you know, because I try to YouTube, find some clips that I could kind of, you know, play a little bit to try to go around with this topic. And everything that popping up was nothing but trap music, people that's in gangs, reform gang members, ex-convicts, and they trying to stop, this kind of topic. You know, saying this question, you know, and so by them doing that, I kind of see what you're saying on them, and I could kind of relate to it. So what I'm gonna do is, man, I'm gonna play a quick commercial. I'm gonna play another song, and then what I'm gonna do, man, we're gonna come back. We're gonna have a nice little roundtable discussion. Cool.
Yes, sir. Keep it going.
All right, bro. Man, thanks for calling in too. Thanks, Chris, for calling in too. Hold on one moment. We go in and play a quick song, and we're gonna get it back at it. All right, this right here, man. So basically, man, these songs that I've been playing, man, a lot of it, you know, has been mainly like rap music because that's what it's really about, man, when they say you ain't about that life. And these are the songs I've been coming up with. So this one right here, man, it's called, a song called You Ain't About. This one said, Yeen about that life. So, so I'm going to go ahead and rock that with you, man. And we're going to come on back in and we're going to do our thing. Let's go.
Young on the beat. Bandcamp. Whoa. Smell of murder in the air. Them boys letting choppers go. I swear to God I'm killing niggas. Somebody plan a funeral. Gene about that life. That murder shit, machine about that life. You just gone south, you just gone high. Claim you be with killers, heard it's all lies. Gene about that life. Pussy nigga, what you say? Gene about that life. I tell him, catch me when you can. Gene about that life. Gene about that life. Gene about that life. I'm talking crack your melons, rebels on some failing shit. Talking dirty burners, fuck the judge, I'm thugging bitch. Money, 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 y'all I'm working with.
tried to rob me, that go shoddy, that's what buddy be. Bow, bow, I could flock to Ad-Lib. Talk my bitch, get to the head, call her Advil. Yeah, yeah, better know who you fucking with. Yeah, yeah, better know tricks for fucking kids. Holy moly, dog, what that really cost? That's about 80 racks, could've put it down on the Maybach. He ain't about that life, pills purple white. Bad bitch switching, that's like every night. He ain't about that life, that murder, murder shit. But he ain't about that life. You just gone south, you just gone hype. Claim you be with killers, heard it's all lies.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Okay, and we back, man. We back. Man, you know, I got my table, got my round panel. I got Jay from New York. I got my old school, grammar school friend, best friend, Christian on the phone, man. And, man, and basically they both just been hitting the nail in the coffin, man. You know what I'm saying? I know I got some little shorties, too, some little youngies, man. I want them to call in, too. I want to get their little opinions, you know what I'm saying, for what it is.
I have y'all talking on this opinion, though.
Huh?
Am I on the air? Dennis?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess she is here. Hopefully, tell them to call in so they can voice their opinion on what that really means. You ain't about
that.
Oh,
man, that's
life.
Cool. Yeah, you could do that, man. You know what? See, the one thing about it is that I could tell you about my show, man. My show is a real show. You know what I'm saying? I really don't try to be about that fakenism or nothing like that, man. I try to keep it 100, you know, keep it as professional as possible. But it's about the people, man. You know, I want to know, you know, so like us, you know, when you get to a certain age, you want to know. So even if I walk in the church and say, man, y'all ain't about that church life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
At least the youngest can relate to what I'm saying to them. You know what I mean? So
you're about that life. You're about
right.
That life.
The ones that go to
right.
The church.
Right, right.
You're about
right.
the righteous right. You know
it's
what I mean? You're about that righteous life.
Exactly.
Right, right. See, that's what I'm saying, man. What I love about it is because you can take this word, it could go negative or it could go positive. So it's like it's a good and bad thing at the same time. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know
I
what? You
got
to think about it. There's a positive and negative effect to everything. So, you know, you got to look at it in both lights and try to get the best out of it, you know?
Right.
Just hopefully the outcome is going to be for the best. That's all you can say because if people's out here doing the same thing 10, 20, 30, 40 years, who does that? Where they do that at? It's about time for a change, or maybe they just don't have the environment, or, you know what I'm saying, they lose within themselves to have the desperation for a change, you know what I'm saying?
You know
because
what's crazy?
Because of their past life.
You're right. I think it's a combination, too, like, you know, with the circumstances that a person's under, and then what they're being fed, again, like I said, maybe in the past shows before, you know, with the television, you know, so, you know, that influence and then, you know, desperate times and things of that nature. But then you got
right.
Cats that in these days now that you say, you know, I mean, that they got the good life. They living good. They raise well. And they're getting some
right.
negativity. So that's
right.
a problem. You know, when you had it all and yet you're still getting a problem. And the ones that are in poverty, you know, they have no way out. But there is a way out. Some way or not, there's a little crack there. You know, and I'm not talking about the drug crack, but a crack in the,
right.
you know, where you can kind of make your way if you work hard enough and extra hard enough.
Right.
Because, of course,
and
we have these. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Not let the things, the negative, I'm sorry.
Overcome, yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
That makes sense. That makes sense, man. I like the fact of that. Now I do this, man. So basically, if I say all right, I'm just gonna stick with the you know with the topic a little bit. You know, what I'm saying you ain't about that life. And if I go to let's just say if it's religious, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, Joe, like the religious person, like man, you ain't really about that life. Like you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that brother do, or maybe that sister do know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So it can be kind of segregated in a certain sense. Or it could be, you know, say, enlightenment in a certain sense, like to wake you up, like, man, don't touch that or don't go there. You know what I mean? So I'm letting y'all go ahead, man. It's y'all table, man. Y'all finish up the discussion. I'm learning. That's what I want to do.
Same over here, man. I'm a student of life and a student of the game.
That's right. That's right,
now,
man.
You hit it right on the head. I mean, you know, it could be used negative and positive. You also got to also not prejudge or maybe misuse it, I would say, you know, where like you just said, you know, you all of automatically assume an assumption of a person that you really don't know, but you tell them that. But then again, you could be a person that knows somebody that you know that they're you know, their ways of living, and you're just like, man, you ain't about that, you know, and it could be, like I said, there's a positive and negative effect. Then you got other people that egg it on, like, you know, yeah, you ain't about that, and this egging you on to want to do something negative, you know, so you got to be very careful. Like they say, words power. You got to be careful what you say and how you say it.
Man, dude,
and
that's crazy.
You also got to practice what you preach.
True, true. You know, that was, I think that's in Proverbs too, man. Life or death is in the power of the tongue. So if you're speaking about that too, you know, saying as well. That's another good thing, man. Come on, man. Y'all, man, look, man, I got some rock stars on the line today. That's what I'm talking about. I need to hear all this, man. When I don't say you ain't about that life, huh? You know, it all depends on whose mouth is coming from, how that person is living. Like, I'm a big fan of my man Kevin Trudeau. You know what I'm saying? He always say, you know, you always want to only listen to who you want to be like. Only listen to who you know, say who got what you want. Not saying like in a matter of being used. So, you know, just say for instance, I know I want to be like my mom, so my dad, and they're using that slang or that terminology, you know what I'm saying? I might go around and use that in my vocabulary. But since they don't use this in their vocabulary, it's kind of hard. It's not hard to relate on it because you got to have kind of common sense with this. Because, I mean, I don't take a rocket scientist with it. But if you dissect every word, that's what my spiritual leader always tells me. You got to dissect every word, especially when it's coming from that person, depending on the angle of the voice. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that if they're talking like in a certain slang, if they're talking in a certain confident level, if they're talking in a certain, they're scared, you got to pretty much see what kind of angle they come from with that. So, when I say you ain't about that life, huh? You know, I can be confident about it, just see what you're talking about. That's so crazy. Man, we can break this. But
what about those that is a part of this life? And what about those that was a part of the drug life, but at the same token decided to take the money they made and invest it into kids so that they didn't have to be a part of that life? You know what I'm kind of saying?
Well, yes,
we grew up at, I wish now that I look back when I was in a part of that life, that the kids that was yearning and looking for that motherly figure that they didn't have at home, or the brand new shoes, or, you know, the nice get up or whatever, I wish when I was a part of that life that I would have provided for some of them kids that was in our neighborhood, because where we come from, it wasn't nothing nice, not for none of us kids. I don't believe that now. You know, when you were kids, you don't realize certain things is not good for you. But at the same token, like I said, you can hide certain things in the closet, but you can also teach your kids, don't do what you see other people do. I want you to be different.
Right. I see what you're saying. Well, Jay, you want to take that?
You hit it right on the head. I mean, it's always good, you know, you have negative and positive experiences, and sometimes, you know, people grow, and you got to respect people for their for them progressing, and you got to, well, not that you have to, but I would, as you know, take advice from my elders and people that actually experience, you know, a lifestyle that, you know, you might be wanting to get into or think that you want to get into, and they might be able to help you out. Having you know, elders and people around you, I think is very important. You know, and another thing is, I think that you said it right. You know, I wish I could help the you know, like the neighborhood for people that, you know, that wish that they can, you know, have certain things, because it's hard for a child at that age, you know, to comprehend or even to understand that, you know, it's not really important to have that, but you can't tell a child that. You know, when they go as a kid, you got to go back to your youth. You know, you got to go
right
back to your youth, because then that's being, I would say, selfish if you don't think back to your youth and say, damn, you know, there was a time that I was like that too. But the most importantly thing, I think, is the mind frame of the people now. And everything has to be about a material thing. And it's gotten even worse.
Right.
It's gotten worse, because it was like having a brand new pair of Jordans that was 100. Now they're talking about sneakers that cost 200, 300, 400.
Man.
Some people paying $1,000 for a pair of sneakers.
Right.
Golly, talk to me.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Sometimes the kids that are, I don't want to use this because I think all kids are beautiful, but those kids that don't feel that beautifulness inside themselves, they want something that everybody else has because they want to get in where they fit in. And some kids that are not popular and the other kids that are popular, they want to be like them. So it's like, everyday life, wherever you go, you have a role model that you want to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just, if you were taught to, don't be like everybody else, like I taught my kids. I want you to be just the way you are. But I want you to take from your mother's experience and what you've seen me do, and don't you do it. Because I don't want you, everything worth having is worth working for. And what you put in it is what you get out of it. At the same token, that could mean positive, that could be negative, but at the end of the day, I don't only want my children to be book smart, I want them to be street smart, because I don't want them to be nobody's fool. And like I said, I wouldn't want them to do what I did because it was the easy way out for me. And that's just because of my environment, of where I grew up at. If I could have changed that environment, you better believe I would have been out there picketing every day.
Right.
If you don't mind me asking you, where are you from? What city?
Where are we from, Dennis?
Chicago. Chi-town. Chi-right now.
Oh, so you so you know 69 and Racine and all that.
Seguro.
Whoa.
Right.
You might know my brother. So you know the brothers out there that's doing some community work out there?
You know what? I don't know any of them that are doing community work, but to be honest, if people have the same mind frame as you and I right now, I don't see why the ones that are older, that are even about that life or even still in that life, take some of them funds and invest in another person's life. So when you get out of it, you can say you actually did something good with it, because they say God does not like ugly, but you know what? When you give back, God might take something from you, but you giving it to somebody else. When you fall down, he might not come when you want him, but he comes when? Right on time. You're never going to go without. It's just like me. I could be up in my house stressing and going crazy, biting my fingernails off, like, okay, I'm not going to make it. My daughter look at me and tell me, Mama, you giving up? And I'm like, oh, hell no, I ain't giving up. I got to listen to that. I said, that's mini me all over again. And I want her to stay in that frame of mind, because you know, you can always do something productive with yourself, although you could be a pimp, a drug dealer, or whatever. You could do something positive with that and make sure
right.
you don't teach the next individual or child to be like that.
I mean, you think about it. A lot of these guys that you know, that are in that lifestyle actually don't even know that they're probably great mathematicians.
They
know how to count that money. They know how to, you know, when they're messing with chemicals and stuff of that nature that
right.
is illegal. I mean, you know, but whatever.
Right.
That's a pharmacist,
Hey, we all remember back in the 90s when 7-Up was blowing it up, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how old
you
are.
Coca-Cola?
You're
talking
about
Coca-Cola? Coca-Cola?
No, silly.
Oh, 7-Up, yes.
You never heard about the 7-Up blow it up?
Yeah, yes.
You get where I'm going with that?
Yes. That's right.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? You sound like you're a mature male.
30.
You're 30?
Yes.
Ooh, when I was 30, my head was still rattling.
Hey, look, before you, hey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a quick song, man, and then we're going to come back to the table.
Yes, sir.
Keep calling in now. So, man, stick around, man. I'm loving this, man. We're going to go from there.
I am too.
Okay, look, man, check this out, man. This song here, man. I'm going to go to the oldest, man. She don't say you're 30, and you know what I'm saying? So I guess we can kind of relate to this song. So I'm going to play this song right here, man. It was about Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Then, you know, we'll come back to the table, and we're going to, you know, we gonna have some fun. The topic of the day is you ain't about that life, huh? That's what I'm talking about. Mom, get it. Let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mother, there's too many of you cry. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving.
Hey, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely?
Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, Big King, Big King.
You ain't about that life, ho.
Okay. All right, man, we back in the building. I'm going to turn the microphones back on. Matter of fact, I tell you what, this is how we're going to do it. This is how I'm going to do this here, man, since we back, man. Everybody, man, if you want to call in, which I don't want nobody else calling in, but you can call in, man. The number here is 347-838-9106. There's 347-838-9106. Call in, man. Log on, Blog Talk. Whatever you want to do, man. We here, man. Let me see here. I'm going to take another call. Hey, Jay. Justin.
Yo.
I got my son Justin in the building. What's up, man? Okay. What's going on, man? I see the host on, the co-host in the building, too, man. Case, you in the building, too?
Yo, what up, B? What up? I'm in the building.
You know, I got to hit you with this. you know how to send the police to your crib, see where you at, my dude. Hey, man, we got Christian, and we got my boy, you remember Jay, man, my boy Jay from New York, man. They on the line, too, man. I got y'all microphones on. So, man, you know, Justin, man, since you young, man, I want you to answer this question, man. You ain't about that life. When I say that to you, what comes to your mind? What is that about from your perspective?
I mean, to me, it's different definitions. And it's to, like, my generation right now, where you ain't about that life right now, is coming from the street. It's like a lot of dudes, you know, that's really wasn't with the hood stuff back then, starting to get into it now. And she was just telling, like, they ain't about this life, which way can motivate them to start wanting to kill people, start wanting to beat up people, rob people, or it can mean something else. But, like, right now, that's what it's really, you ain't about that life mean right now. But it can go to different things, too.
Wow. Okay.
I agree with you on some of that stuff, man, but I started the cold stuff, man. Basically, I mean, they coming up with these new slangs and everything, you ain't about that life. I mean, I don't get it, because, like, when they was shorties, all of this same stuff that's going on was going on. Now it's just worse than what it was, basically. Like, okay, let's look at hip hop culture right now. Hey, yo, we good?
Yeah, we good. I was trying to see what microphone it was. Somebody might probably got stuck with it.
Let's look at hip hop culture. Let's look at the culture. Okay, I'm starting to just wonder, because, I mean, you got dudes running around kissing dudes in the mouth, man, female pants.
Wow.
I mean, let's just
tell
be real.
Tell them, brother.
I mean, you got dudes running around kissing dudes, wearing female pants. We hearing about dudes having homosexual acts with other dudes. One other dude is out right now, like, he's a homosexual. He already had sex with a dude. And you know what I'm saying? These dudes are doing songs with your favorite artist that you're bumping. Like, you know what I'm saying? And everybody think they gangsters now in days, and I just don't get it. I mean, back in the days in the early 90s and the mid-90s, this wasn't happening. Like, you know, Pac and Big, and they weren't having this type of shit, you know what I'm saying? And they was gangsters. So all of a sudden...
They're trying to feminize the culture, man. They're trying to make the culture No, no, it sounds funny, but you know, if you really look at it, can you hear me?
Yeah. I got you. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, I was saying that if you notice that a lot of people, I mean, white people always like hip-hop music, but now you see them embracing it more. It's like they make it more friendlier, you know, like a gangster could be dressed up in tights and it doesn't look that intimidating. So if you really look at it, they have feminized the hip-hop culture, or trying to, the industry,
wow.
Not the people, because the people from the streets are the ones that determine the fashion. But guess what? Being that we have been brainwashed into seeing the media, and now the media determines what we wear as hip hop, and they're not even hip hop people. So think about that.
Everybody
well, I mean,
wants
I,
acceptance.
Go ahead, Ma.
Hey, everybody wants acceptance in one way, shape, form of matter. Now back to them two boys doing what they're doing. That's just like saying two girls bumping coochie. But who are we to judge them? It was happening the whole time in the 90s. We just didn't see stuff like that because if we did, you know what was going down.
Wait, let me go ahead. I'll jump in after you go ahead.
Hey, Dennis, I'm going to give you a perfect example right now. Do you remember Simon Frost?
Simon. Yeah,
you
I remember him. Yeah.
Him? Okay, well, let's just say his crush that he supposedly had on me lasted 10 years of him living with me because he didn't want to stay with his mama because he's gay.
Wow.
So it was always happening. We just didn't see it.
Didn't know about it, right.
It was okay. Hey, it wasn't okay for it to be recognized.
When it finally
comes out, people don't know how to accept it. But if you love a person, you're going to accept them for who they are, not what they are. So that's about his life, not about my life.
Okay. No, well,
no you're exactly right.
Let me say this real quick. Basically, yeah, it always, I mean, homosexuality in the black community always been happening. But see, people were smart enough to cover it up and protect the kids from it. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, in our culture, you know what I'm saying, in African-American's culture, which we have none of, but, you know, in our culture, we are allowed to do anything now, and nobody is speaking up. I mean, at least back in the day, the older generation had, you know, some morals and some values.
No morality. You said it.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, to cover it up, you know what I'm saying? Now today, it's just a free-for-all because the media is basically allowing this. It's an agenda behind this whole music thing, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's been an agenda.
It's deep.
Dr. Francis Crest said in 1970 that they was in 2000, they're going to have men wearing dresses. And what's happening? You see these dudes walking around. A$AP Rocky got a damn dress on. Kanye West got a damn dress on. Let's just be real about it. I mean, the black community, we don't want to open up and be real because we see money. We see the limelight. Those are crumbs. Those are crumbs. They're destroying us from crumbs. The same Willie Lynch shit from back in the day. Back in the day, they didn't give us anything. You know what I'm saying? But now they just giving people crumbs, $2 million, like 50 cents,
right.
$2 million ain't shit.
That's right.
Right.
Shit,
absolutely.
You can spend that in a minute.
We ain't getting no Jordans for $50.
But I'm going to tell you something. What he said is exactly right. They like I said before, they feminizing the culture. And a lot has to do with that. It is also a lot of people that got in position that run the industry. A lot of people, you know, is of homosexual descent. Or you want to call them?
I don't believe by any way, shape, form, or means. I don't know Kanye West because I didn't walk with him or wake up with him. But that dress that he put on, he's not his own stylist. And therefore, to get him some more exceptions and some more money,
right.
Some more votes. He's going to put that dress on because he wants to welcome in those that don't feel welcome. And it's funny we're talking about this subject because I just listened to a video about a boy that was bisexual. So he wasn't no gay. He was bisexual and liked both, but was still not accepted because I mean, the whole topic thing up there is just gay written all over it.
Right.
You know what?
You know what you said was perfect, because you said that he had somebody, a designer, or somebody that's like a stylist.
Yeah.
That's the problem number one. Back in the day, the hip-hop artists used to make their own style. They didn't need a stylist. You see, when you get into this Hollywood bracket, they start having people make decisions for them to fit in, like exactly what you said, you know, to make the people feel comfortable and you know, not feel like, oh, if you come in a hoodie, you know, you come in a rob. But if you sit in with millions of dollars in your pocket, you're not trying to kill nobody or none of that nature. But being that they so scared and horrified of the real, you know, of the so-called hip-hop street culture, you know, that it almost is like threatening. But they still want you at the Grammys, but they want you wearing a dress. You know, you're less threatening.
Let me say this real quick.
Wait, before you say something, kid, let me say this real quick, man. We on round two, y'all. Now we on You Ain't About That Gay Life, huh? All right, let's go.
No, we not. Because
You know what? We respect all nationalities or whatever you into, that's your business. I'm just saying what's being portrayed on the media circuit, the radio, they're actually promoting this like a product, like, you know, and feeding it to the babies, and that's a problem. You know, you're going to be what you are.
Let me say this. I don't respect the homosexuality thing. I mean, they people, I respect them. But I don't respect the whole, you know.
Right.
But hold on.
Their lifestyle. I got you.
The reason we covered it up in the black community back in the days is because, first of all, we're Africans. We come from a culture that did not allow that. The Indians, the American Indians, did not even allow homosexuality.
That's right.
Yeah. And inside the African culture. Basically, the spiritual systems, if you was a homosexual, you could not be taught the spiritual system. And that's how, you know, in hip-hop, I'm not saying they should be killed or nothing. I mean, I believe a person can be born gay. But in the same breath, I'm just saying, in hip-hop, that wasn't what hip-hop was made for. It was made for the urban community to speak out their pains to the world and to speak out their pains to each other. Now, as far as homosexual rappers coming in speaking out their pains to the world, I mean, that's cool, but I'm just saying, leave your whole sexuality, because you got to understand,
our black kids
are watching this. And for anybody who's thinking that type of shit is cool, like, they need to go back and reevaluate themselves, because this is the only thing the kids have for now, as far as something they can relate to on a daily basis.
That's right.
So when we allow homosexuals in the game and sit there and try to run the game, because, I mean, you can really look. I heard a couple things about Puff. You know what I'm saying? I heard a couple things about Diddy. You dig what I'm saying? And ain't nobody had the balls to really step up yet and say, man, okay, wait, man. This dude kissing dudes, y'all doing songs with him.
What is it? Dancing with the Devil was the book that Curry wrote on him? Dancing with the Devil, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, look, man.
Let me say one more thing. These dudes talk about they gangsters, but yet everybody's favorite artist right now used to be a CEO. So I mean, it's like, come on, let's be real.
Right,
about
even break it down. This, you know, you want to talk about being a boss, but yet you still under a Jewish entity and a massive distribution. So if you're talking about you boss and you got your label, how you a boss and you don't really own nothing? You know, you still under somebody.
Your bosses
just
your own people that ain't got you.
That's right.
Hold up. I have to set this down, man. What about J. Edgar Hoover? I just saw that movie. Now.
Oh, he was wearing dresses and all type of stuff, makeup. They said a story too.
Wait. J. Edgar Hoover.
He's the head of the CIA. Yeah, and I just saw the movie, man, and he said his partner, man, the Clayton dude, Clyde, whatever his name was, they were supposed to be lovers of all times or whatever.
Oh, you talking about the one from American Idol?
No, not Clay Atkins. Not Clay Atkins. Nah, we already know he ain't about that life at all. No, remember J. Edgar Hoover. You know, I was watching that movie, man, with J. Edgar Hoover, man, the making of the FBI and all that stuff, and they showed it. So to me, it was like when I saw the movie and I saw how he was trying to, you know, he was the one that supposed to have made the, you know, the fingerprints and all that stuff and helped do the library.
He was a vicious person.
Y'all gotta watch the documentary. The movie ain't got dude.
Oh,
they got the documentary.
But
this
what's crazy?
A lady said she walked in and this dude was getting hit by a dude reading the Bible. Like one dude.
He was satanic. He was satanic and all that.
He was satanic. Wait a minute, hold on. Hey, all that gayness was going on before time, before we was even here 30-some years ago.
I mean, listen, we could listen. Oh. Even the Catholic Church, you go to the Catholic Church, why you think this is just now coming out? But this has been going on for years, exactly what you said.
Let's move on back. I'm going to tell you the origins of homosexuality real quick. The origins of homosexuality comes from Rome. It's from Romans. Okay, I mean in Africa, I'm pretty sure that it was some dudes touching on each other in Africa, but that was not allowed. But the Romans, think about the homosexual act for 1 second. It's a man giving in to another man. That's to them the ultimate power. And you can go look this up. It's in their history books. Back in the days, they would have a war with somebody, and they would catch the prisoners. You can see this on that I don't know what's the name of that show that they got right now on cable. I think it's about the Spartans or something like that. But you can go
look. They catch
the prisoners, and they had anal sex with the prisoners because it's like them taking the ultimate from a person. I mean, you a dude. And you know most dudes that heterosexual don't play the gayness. So when they get you to go into it, it's like they're taking your power from you. So this is why them priests of Rome see that as like the ultimate, you know what I'm saying, love for each other or some shit like that, because they taking, like, the ultimate power from another person.
Okay, cool. Well, man, we're going to take another commercial, man. We're going to come back in, and we're going to go back to the roundtable. Let's go.
Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, cool. We back, man. Okay. Well, the whole topic for today, man, was you ain't about that life, huh? So, you know, I guess we all got to, you know, going in on the, we're not going to call them, the gay community, where homosexuality came from and all that or whatnot. But basically, man, the topic was, for the first hour, was about you ain't about that life, huh? So, you know, so we got to just, it's just basically an open table discussion going on right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the microphones back. I'll just ask for everybody just to respect each other when I'm talking, so that way we don't kind of talk over each other, because I don't want to shut the mics down, because everybody got something real good, you know, so that they want to share. So I got everybody's mics back on, so you guys are back on the line, man. So basically, man, you ain't about that life, that gay life, that rock star life, that whatever life it is. I guess what people say when you ain't about that, you're trying to figure out and trying to follow what it means. But, man, we back on the line. Everybody's microphones are back on, man. So, you know, let's do it. Who want to say something first?
Well, I don't want to speak on the gay community because I have a lot of gay friends. And, I mean, I don't judge any of them. But at the same token, seeing the lifestyle the majority of them live, especially the ones that are transsexuals, their life is horrible. And I feel bad for them, but, you know, certain people's lives are not chosen for them. It was chosen for them, even though they was gay from, you know, being born. But certain people's lives haven't been, they've been chosen for them.
No, I said some people are gay, not all of them. Some people are born gay. Some people are just doing the shit just to do it. Now, you know, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got, you know, some female friends that I know for a fact isn't gay, but they in gay relationships. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I look at it as like this, man. You shouldn't, I don't think a person should wear their sexuality on their sleeve like it's their race. And, I mean, that's what's happening with the whole gay movement. I mean, come on, man. These people got a flag. Is a flag not for cultures? These people got a flag.
It's
think
a
about
religion.
That. No. And then they have a gay parade. I mean, do we have a heterosexual parade where we walk around and women walk around with? No, I'm just asking. They women walk around in thongs. Dudes walk around with their dicks out and that thing. They have a gay parade where they're parading around in the daytime. Penises out, girls kissing each other. I mean, it's kids walking around in the street. So I had to bring up the whole gay thing because I ain't gonna front. That's a part of hip-hop right now. If you really look at it, you got dudes wearing dresses, kissing each other, you know what I'm saying, saying all types of funny shit inside raps, and they get giving little boys and girls
Wait.
The idea to think that that type of action is cool. And, I mean, we don't have enough older people to speak out because if you really look, a lot of the older people are forcing their kids to go out there because they want to get rich off their kids. You know what I'm saying? Because
okay,
most of these mothers, is like 31, 32, 33 years old, and they forcing their son out there to be a rapper or something like that.
So, KC,
yeah,
so you mean to tell me if I say, KC, you ain't about that hip-hop life, huh? That's going to come
what
to
hip-hop
your
life?
You said the way that it's been promoted now is the gay people, the gay community, you know what I'm saying, the way that they come with the homosexuality, the heterosexual, I mean, I don't know, satanic and all the stuff. And Jay from New York said that it was like New York is, well, not New York, but the rap game is promoting feminists now. So, like my son is a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So it's like he's going into that, you know what I'm saying, going into that mode or whatever the case may be. You think that he could turn gay from that, or do you think that's just
No. We talk about rap, not hip hop. I am hip hop.
Okay.
I live hip hop.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I live hip hop every day from the way I dress and, you know what I'm saying, the way I move. But I'm just saying the way what's being promoted in the media to the kids, you know, got a lot to do with homosexuality. Now, the whole satanic thing, I don't believe in the devil, so you know what I'm saying, I can't really vouch for that, but he's right, they are making,
you know what's crazy, but
yeah,
a lot of these people do believe in the devil. It's not
right
about that. I mean, it might not even, for me, I don't think a devil exists. I think the devil is within, as far as, you know, a person could be like a devil, you know,
right,
or whatever way. But I think exactly what you said, like, hey, I live hip-hop culture. What's being promoted, though, to these children is rap music, and they being force-fed only one style of music, which is really strip club music. You don't have no other form. I emphasize in this. I said, what rap artists do we have catering to the youth? I mean,
right,
from the babies all the way to teenagers, there's not even an age group that you can say, damn, you know what, I could play this song. I mean, unless you go old school, you know, or you play one of those party songs that, you know, it has the kids dancing around. But even the dances that they're making now, it's for adults. You know, they be like, oh, it's cute. You know,
what about
all
Lupe?
They look, huh?
What about Lupe Fiasco? I mean, to cut you off. What about Lupe? You think he's a good role model?
Lupe is great. I mean, Lupe
okay
is great to for me, for what I've seen. He is like the Tribe Called Quest of today. He's
got
a conscious
you
rapper. He's like a Young Common. He's probably one of the rare breeds that's in the mainstream circuit that we can call, you know, culture. We can say
okay
he is part of hip-hop culture, because the rest of them, if you even ask them where hip-hop started, what year started, they don't know nothing. Who's the first rapper? You got all these rappers making millions of dollars, and you sit down with them and you tell them, who's the first guy that started rapping? They don't know their own history on hip-hop culture, neither do they know their own history on black culture. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Because hip-hop culture is our black history as well. It's part of black history.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was watching a documentary on about how hip hop kind of got started, and they said that when, you know, when they was rapping, a lot of the guys that they was coming up, you know, saying, correct me if I'm wrong, when they was coming up, it was more so a lot of the rappers wanted to be like the drug dealers in the hood, you know, because they were dressing flashy and all that stuff, and everybody was going to get what they was doing. They wasn't really talking about crack cocaine. It just was talking about the materialisticness, you know, so like Eric B and Rakim, how they was winning big fat Dookie gold chains, Ron DMC,
right,
how they was winning fat Dookie gold chains and stuff like that. And crack cocaine really was, it was big, you know, it was like a plague, but they said Ronald Reagan was the one that really brought it out. It was like, okay, we're going to do it like this, and brought it to the mainstream of the media, saying,
well,
that, you know, about the Plymouth Rock thing.
Right, right. Well, you go to the things that happened with Manuel Noriega and things of that nature, and, you know, you start doing more stuff, more research, and you find out, you know, about Oliver North and the Contra, and that's a whole different other subject, but it's still connected within the community and shows you that, you know, crack might have been invented or so-called invented by a black man or in the hood, but really, who's the one that brought it? You know, who can you say, sit down and say, you know what, he's made $5-10 million off of crack cocaine and is successful? That is no non-existent.
Right. Well, at least they won't, you know, they ain't going to bring
it. They won't
to
be
the
rapping
air.
About it.
Right. They ain't going to bring it to the forefront.
That's why,
you
know,
they
know,
say Joey crack.
Thing.
Like Fat Joe, they say he's still doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I know about Fat Joe. Fat Joe is an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yes.
There was a time in his life that he was in the streets, and he does have people that are from the streets. But in him making money off of the streets in the sense of any illegal activity is not happening. He's still in the game of hip hop. But I think for him, he's been so long into the culture and been so into, you know, basically he's kept himself going, you know, from
right.
when he started, from the gangster era all the way to now that he's doing party music, but you still got so-called gangster music, but he's kept himself there. And I think it's just really from his longevity and him
right.
always staying current. Because if you look at all the guys that worked with him from the DITC area, or era, you know, he was the one that said, you know what, I'm going to make party records, I'm going to do this. So, you know, you can't blame him for what he's done. And even his
right.
name, he didn't get it from selling crack. He was a tagger. He was a graffiti artist, you
right.
know, and it's from him being fat and letting his pants fall that they gave him that name. But then later on, he said, you know what, let me adopt this and use this as a name, you know, because it fascinates everybody when you say, oh, crack, you know, oh, this is my name. And there
right.
you go, you know.
Gotcha.
So you milk it for what it's worth.
Okay, now this is another question. It's kind of like kind of about that, you know, you ain't about that life. You know, like, why does it take for, you know, the black community or the urban community, or even Latinos, or whatever, Hispanic, why does it take for a person to get caught and go to jail, then come out, and then want to say, no, man, you don't even want to do that. That ain't that life no more, versus when they got
everybody
to a certain...
Right.
For me,
certain,
for real, for me, I would think, for me, my answer, I mean, it's not probably the solution, the full solution, but I think that if they have more of these scared straight programs for the youth, you know,
uh-huh.
showing them before they get in trouble or when they're starting to get in trouble that they can get some type of vision of where their life can be going, you know, and take them to these not only scare straight programs, but, you know, these hospitals where these massive shootings, you know, they bring in shooting victims and let them see in depth. Because I think when you see it from another angle, they see it from the TV and then they go and make a mistake and they do it without consciously thinking what would be the repercussions because of the TV and whatnot. But when you see it up front and personal, I think that it impacts you in a bigger way. So, you know, you tend to take things more serious. And another thing, you know, they glorify it. So, you know, from their perspective, it looks good. But now when you're seeing somebody get shot in a hospital fighting for his life, or you see a prisoner in jail that knows that, showing you that I don't get out of here and this is what you will be dealing with, and you will be dealing with people like me, it gives them a different perspective. I'm not saying it will save everybody, but it will
uh-huh.
grab a bunch of these kids that think that they tough and put them back in their place and say, hey, man, I don't want to do this. But you see, they're portraying it a different way. They don't have enough of these programs, and all you're seeing is the violence, and it's being, you know, it's being glorified and being promoted like it's a good way, or, you know, you're going to get this. And, you know, they never show what really happens. It's almost like the movies and the videos. You see all the good stuff going on, but yet they don't show you the turn side of what happens. It's very rare
right.
you see that in music videos. That's
right.
All.
I see what you're saying.
So why are people going to jail, putting in 10 years, coming out and doing the same shit again?
Wow. That's deep. You know what?
What about them doing
some hard heads? Some hard heads you can't, you know, fix, but like I said, for the most part, you got people that only know one thing. You know, and then it also has to do with what kind of training. Because once you're in the situation, all right, it's one thing to try to get help before. Maybe you don't get help, and then you end up falling in a situation for whatever reason. I think the prison system is set up for you to fail from the beginning
Absolutely.
To the end.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before you even finish that, Kristen, hey, Case. See, the thing is, man, me and Case, we were just talking about this, man. When it comes to jail, the jail is what an institution. They make their money. The jail's our business.
Oh,
so you
it's
going to
industrial. Is industrial complex is now for making money. You know, it's about money. If you notice, for a lot of these state prisons, you know, if you do the math and find out what these guys, first of all, a lot of these jails and prisons is mandatory for you to have to work. So all about, oh, I don't want to go to work, that's not going down. Because 9 out of 10, they're charging you for being in there, because that's another thing. Now they're charging you. And you
that's
only
crazy.
Get paid 4 cents an hour to work.
Yeah.
Okay, and
they
and you and you know, that's a fact. Listen, but don't go by just one of that. It could be more in one prison. It could be less in another. So it depends what state you fall into, what category, and you know, you can be in that situation. Like I said, there's some prisons that you mandatorily have to go to work, whether you want to or not, because you have to pay for it.
Let's do this. Check this out. What y'all forgot to mention was half of these prisons are privately owned.
Owned, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Touch up on that, brother. Touch up.
They get $10,000 per person a month that comes into this prison system. You dig what I'm saying? Trust me, man. The CIA and the FBI, they knew exactly how and when to attack the black males. They knew it. You know what I'm saying? When to do it. If you really look nowadays, mostly the percentage of dudes not having fathers and females not having fathers is like at an all-time high. So a kid, when they don't have that parent figure to guide them, and most of the mothers, they too caught up in watching basketball, housewives, and trying to get a man they self still and trying to ball they self. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. They not really telling their kids about certain things, you know what I'm saying, to protect them. And these people know that in the internet and multimedia and hip-hop, rap, that's really promoting kids to go do stuff. So they know at the end of the day that these kids is going to end up in jail inside the system. And most of these private funded people, they promoting, those are the people who put in money into hip hop because they know exactly, you know, how this thing work. And that's the thing with black people. We don't know how things work, and we don't sit down and study and read enough, man. That's why stuff always really happened to us. And we end up going and repeating, going through the system over and over and over, because ain't nobody really there to teach us how, you know what I'm saying, to conquer the game, really.
Got you. Well, you know what, Case, man, I tell you what, man, what we going to do is, man, we're going to play another song, and we're going to play another commercial. We'll come back to the table. But you know what, man, Case, I had to go dig in the crates, man, and I found your favorite song, dog.
Let me hear that. What you got, dog?
Yo, Frank Ocean, dog.
Yo, get your.
Hey, man, look, man, I had to play a little Frank Ocean, man, because y'all was going in on the gay community, man. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead, man. I'm going to drop this song, man. We're going to come back, and we're going to go ahead and do what we got to do. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm on the beat.
Whoa, smell of murder in the air. Oh, them boys letting choppers go. I swear to God, I'm killing niggas. Somebody plan a funeral. Gene about that life. That murder shit, but Gene about that life. You just gone south. You just gone hype. Claim you be with killers. Heard it's all lies. Gene about that life. Pussy nigga, what you saying? Gene about that life. I tell him, catch me when you can. Gene about that life. Gene about that life. Gene about that life. I'm talking crack your melons, rebels on some felon shit. Talking dirty burners, fuck the judge, I'm thugging, bitch. Money, 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 y'all I'm working with. Try to rob me, that go shoddy, that's what buddy get. Bow, bow, walk a flock of ad-lib. Fuck my bitch, get to the head, call her Advil. Yeah, yeah, better know who you fucking with. Yeah, yeah, better know tricks for fucking kids. Holy moly, dog. What that really cost? That spot 80 racks. Could've put it down under my back. Gene about that life. Pills purple white. Bad bitch switching. That's like every night. Gene about that life. That murder shit. But Gene about that life. You just gone south. You just gone hype. Claim you be with killers. Heard it's all lies. Gene about that life. Pussy nigga, what you saying? Gene about that life. I tell him, catch me when you can. Gene about that life. Gene about that life. Gene about that life. Gene about that life.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
And we back. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Okay, since you young, man, how do you feel about what the older people are saying?
I understand it, but then again, now today, sex is selling. That gay stuff, that all that stuff is selling. That's why they really doing it. People want to see and hear that thing and hear these things because that's what's selling. And they're getting into the people where a lot of people are killing themselves because they're getting teased because they're gay and all this other stuff. So they're doing it to basically make sure everybody feel okay. And a lot of these people that movie critics, big corporation company owners are really gay. So they're putting it in there so everybody can feel okay. That's how they're doing it right now. That's what, and a lot of this stuff, like you see on TV, you see that, what's that, extends that penis enhancement pill, that's selling. Why is that on TV? And it's little kids tuning into these channels. A lot of that stuff is selling. So these people want their money. That's really why. That's how I see it. These people want their money. It's not really. And they want to make other people feel okay, quote unquote.
Okay, so you just basically saying that the most of these people are pretty much, you know, like the companies, the corporations, some are probably pretty much gay. So it's like they pretty much trying to get with the Jones. You know what I'm saying? What it is of today, this is what's moving today. Now we know that the gay community, now they got a voice now, and now they're just trying to make it okay to just come in and just do whatever it is. So basically you're saying is it's about that money, right? So if I say you ain't about that life, it's like, okay, you ain't about that money, huh? You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I pretty much got you, man. So what I'm going to do is, man, I'm going to turn everybody's mics back on. So, you know, y'all kind of, you know, got to chill out the noise a little bit in the background. Everybody music, everybody mics back on. But go ahead, Case. Everybody mics back on.
Let me say this. Justin brought up something that's, you know, that I should have came in on. First of all of this bully, you know, I'm being bullied. Like, what happened 10 years ago or 20 years ago, like I said, when there was gay people? They weren't being bullied then. The problem is people are wearing their sexuality as a race. Like, they wearing it on their sleeve. I mean, I used to watch Rosie O'Donnell sometimes.
You're right. You're right.
And she used to sit there, and before she even say anything, she, I'm gay. It's like, really? Like, these people are wearing this. This is like when I meet a person, the first thing they say, oh, I'm gay. I'm like, okay, like, I didn't have to know what you're doing in your bedroom. If people would just keep their sexuality to their damn self, everybody would be okay. And far as, like, kids being bullied, it seems to me like the kids nowadays are just, like, I don't want to say it like that, but they pussies. They pussies because back in the days, there wasn't nobody running around. You had maybe one or two people that was nerds running around.
You know what it is? You know what it is too, though? Lack of having a father in the home.
There we go.
Because fathers wasn't having it. Fathers ain't having that shit. You know, even to a certain degree, mothers will whip that ass and put you in place when it was.
Jesus.
There we go. There we go, right there. I mean,
you gotta bring it back to the. You gotta bring it back to the old school. Certain things from the old you leave in the old, but certain things that work, you gotta bring them forward. It's just like the future. Some things that are happening now is not cool, you know, and people are accepting that shit. Nah, we gotta bring back some old traditions and not just say, oh well, you gotta move on forward and, you know, pass, you know, go forward. Yeah, you go forward with the things in the past that helped you and leave the bad in the past.
Why? And another thing, let me say something. Why do black people think, well, American black people, how the hell do they think that we're going forward? Like, I keep hearing this, we're in another generation. This stuff new happened. No, it's not. All of this stuff has been done before. Now it's just done with a twist because who's controlling the game? We're not controlling the game.
We don't own nothing.
You know what I'm saying? No black people are controlling the game. The Jewish people are controlling the game. And this time, see, this is the funny thing. Poor people, we go in a circle. We go in a circle. Rich people, they keep going straight. You dig what I'm saying? We go in a circle, and then we want to call, they add something, a little salt to it. We want to say, oh, okay, it's new, it's a new time. The kid, no, it ain't even about that, man, because in the end of the day, like I said, the shorties is still doing exactly what we was doing when we was their age. The only thing is,
right, and
we got a twist with it. And now,
right, and
you know, it's about the money.
Yeah, and another thing is that, you know, we're going to blame the kids. We got to say, well, who's the one, who's the leadership? I mean, it's adults that control the media. It's not young youth. I mean, you got to think these corporate billionaires and the ones that own the media that are putting out this poison, they're rich. They're older. You know, it's not the youth that control this, so they make you think, they put you under this assumption that, oh, no, it's what the kids want. But the kids want what the adults are putting out there because that's what you're promoting.
Because, I mean, like, as I said, the parents of now and today, most of them ain't really doing their goddamn jobs. You know how many parents I know that say, oh, I'm not going to hit my shorty and all of this. And let me tell you something, yo. The shit that they calling beatings was an everyday thing. Like, today, the shit that my parents did to me today, they would be locked under the prison for. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got beatings, extension cords. You know what I'm saying? Hangers. We got them whoopings, yo, and people now talk about, man, it's so many people I talk to, man, my parents used to whoop me, man. It kind of did something to me. It ain't do nothing to me. It made me a better person than I have to realize to go out there, get a gun, kill somebody, or participate in some homosexual activity. It did a lot of things for me. And I think a lot of kids nowadays, man, they need that good old-fashioned ass whooping. I mean, I ain't trying to sound old, but then let's go back real quick and say, if you whoop your kid, shit, you got to worry about getting chopped up. I know y'all heard about homie out in New York that chopped up his mama.
Mama.
Oh, yeah, man. It blew my mind. It blew my mind.
And he was black.
I would not expect that. I would not expect that. It's exactly. I'm like, wow.
So you got to wonder where. Wait, go ahead.
I think he did that because she had a mentally challenged child, and 9 times out of 10, her main focus was to take care of that child, and whatever he was doing on the outside that he had to take home with him and live with every day was weighing on him so hard that he just decided that, you know, well, she's giving him all this love, but why is she not giving me the same attention? But at the same token, that didn't mean her heart wasn't in the same place.
Okay, peep this. Last year, a little boy got 14 years old, got caught on the corner game banging. His mama smacked his ass upside the head and told him to get in the crib. Shorty went and grabbed a 12-gauge shotgun and shot his mama 6 times. You know what I'm saying? And this was another black shorty. That's because the parents didn't whoop that ass when they was younger. You dig what I'm saying? And now when they got older, 14, 15, they try to, you know, whoop their ass. And, man, these kids is going wild, man, nowadays. These kids, and as you can hear, they doing anything for the money. Anything for the money because, I mean,
That's all we put the value on. You know, everything that we value is about a dollar. You know, everything, if you notice, too, everything is about commercials. When you walk out your door, billboards everywhere, from the store to the TV, everything is a walking billboard, promotion. It's about that dollar.
Yeah. Now, I'm not doing
the promotion on the cell phone, too, because they is getting out of hand.
Yeah. Now, Justin,
and
check this out.
People lazy.
Wait, go ahead.
I said, and they're making these kids lazy. These kids don't know the value of a dollar. Now, I come from a parent. I come from two parents that didn't whoop my ass. But real talk, at the end of the day, I wish to God I had a parent that whooped my ass, because it wasn't them that was whooping my ass. It was everybody else's parent do it because I was bad. But that's just because of me being a lighter-skinned person in African-American community. And, you know, I had to live that life, too, although I'm not African-American is what I'm saying. But if I could go back in time, I wish my parents whooped my ass the way I whooped my kids' ass, because I promise to God today, I got 2 boys. They adults. They didn't finish school, although I like them to. But they got 2 sons. I got 2 grandbabies, and like I told them, y'all niggas don't do nothing else. You gonna take care of your feet. I'll tell their baby mamas in a minute. Put them niggas in child support.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. We gotta call the police. Hold on.
Hey.
Here it goes.
D-C-S-S.
Hey, wait up. No, when you said child support, it was like Pee Wee Herman Playhouse. We like, what? We just had a time ago.
Hey, I don't feel any different about my children not taking care of their children because of the life that I've lived and how I took care of them amongst a lot of other people's children. I can name about 16 kids that don't belong to me and call me their favorite auntie because of what I've embedded on them and what I've showed them in life. You know what I'm saying? So my kids got their ass whooped because they was bad. Now, I know I was bad because I fought all the time in school. It's, you know, getting punished and expelled and all of that. I ain't get no ass whooping for that. I went home and went to sleep and woke up and did it again.
Yeah. Nah, what I was going to say real quick, let me jump off that to Justin, man. See, this is the thing. We ain't trying to say that y'all shouldn't live life. I mean, y'all going to make y'all mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Smoking, having sex or whatever. I'm not promoting that to you, but I mean, you a shorty. That's what's going it's going to happen because it happened in our time and all of that too. What I'm saying is I just wish the shorties was a little bit more stronger than what they is nowadays because, man, y'all letting all types of stuff fly, man. I talk to a lot of shorties, and I'm like, what you think about Wayne? Oh, he cool, man. I'll be bumping him. Wait, man, this man just kissed another man in the mouth, man. That right there, that should give you, if you're a man and you're a heterosexual man, you should be right there. Like, I'm not saying hate the dude, but I'm just saying it, you got to question that. And shorties don't question that. They like, oh, well, it's about the money. It's about the money. And I mean, what money? Because the money that you get in, that's crumbs. Jay-Z got money, $2 million for a record deal, that's not money. I mean, you got to pay that back.
Oh, when you get that sign
up. Wow. I ain't know that about Lil Wayne. I ain't seen him no more.
Well, no, I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to him. I'm just saying, like, right there, back in the day, come on, man. Let's say Pac would have kissed another man back in the days, man. He would have been blackballed quick than a motherfucker.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't listen to him no more either. And he's not even living.
Well, you know what, Pac. But see, the thing is, with Pac had that nose ring in his nose. I guess that was the hottest thing or whatever. But they tried to, right now today, they're trying to make it feminine. They were saying Pac got that nose ring. They try to show little clips of him hugging and doing all that other stuff. You know what I mean? So, I couldn't get with that nose ring back in them days. I didn't care what it was. I didn't care how it is. So, I see what you're saying, dog. I just couldn't put an earring in my nose nowhere, man. It just, you know, I didn't care if you had Thug Life in your stomach or not.
I guess that's why I told my kids, don't get your left ear pierced. Just get them both pierced because we don't want nobody to think you one gang or another gang. Or that you gay, so fuck it, just get both of them here. Why not?
Mm.
I mean,
well,
ain't everybody got piercings on both sides these days now? Like, maybe it's for acceptance or something, because the gangs see it as it being you are a gang member of the other one, though.
Well, I know when they used to do the earrings, they used to always say, if you put it in your left, I know it's like, okay, you're supposed to be cool, but if you put it in your right ear, that means you're gay. So
gay,
you sometimes now they get both, you know, all that stuff, whatever. That's crazy, man. I guess it's the fashion statement of today now. You know, I'm seeing people now, man, with nose piercing, mouth piercing, lip piercing, eyebrow piercing. It's like, okay, how much piercing you got to do to show that you about that life? You feel me?
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. And tattooing,
yeah,
too.
Got you. Well, I mean, I don't know. Hey, Kay, did you upload that clip yet or no, Dow?
No, I'm doing it right now as we speak, man.
Okay, cool. Well, I tell you what, man, what we're going to do is, man, we're going to come on back to the roundtable again, man. People, man, stay on the line. Let me see here. We're going to come back with you guys in 1 second. Well, I don't know, Case, man, what you think, man? Drop another quick song or something, man? Or you just want to just go ahead and get the table open? What you want to do, Doc?
Man, shit, I think the conversation get hot. You might as well keep them open.
We'll keep the conversation open? Okay, man, at least I got to pay the bills. Let me just pay the bills real quick, then we go ahead and...
Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
All right, man. We back, man. We back in the building, man. I'm turning y'all microphones back on. Hey, Christian, you ain't about that child support life.
That's a damn lie. I supported niggas' children that didn't support their own. What are you talking about? Shit, I had so many kids walking through my door. Listen, to this day, Dennis, my pots is so big that I quit cooking because it's only me and my daughter now. I don't have 16 people walking through my door.
Wow.
Every day, because I got to feed these kids because their mamas is crackheads and giving me all their money.
Wow.
So I had to get back some way, somehow. And
right,
I promise
right.
you, to this day, I'm under respect from these people, and they not getting high anymore, that they were glad that I crossed their path. So although I was doing wrong, in God's eyes and somewhat he saw the good in me, even though if I could go back and turn the hands of time, I wouldn't have been pregnant on our 8th grade graduation trip. I wouldn't have a son that's 22.
I remember that.
And I would have took my ass to send high school, but I couldn't because I was an opposite gang member and I had already fought my whole life through Swiss school. So I just decided to give up, and my parents didn't whoop my ass and tell me, hell no, you going back to school. I didn't have that. Now, my kids, on the other hand, man, listen, I used to tell them, don't get no girl pregnant, I'm going to kick her ass down the stairs. And I meant what I said. Every girl that has crossed state, well, I don't want to say every, because it's only two girls that have got pregnant. I told each one of them, I don't think y'all can have this trial. But it was just me thinking for my boys, because at the end of the day, I don't think that's going to last for a lifetime, or they're going to grow old with these girls, and they're going to have another opportunity to do it again and change what they did wrong the first time. And then if they eventually, reality going to set in and say, now I know why my mama didn't want me to get pregnant. I should have finished school. I should have did this. I mean, it was already predicted before it happened, and I tried to prevent it. That's why I don't understand why it's not no parent laws out here either for these young women that's out here having unprotected sex because they want to feel wanted, or maybe they just hot. I feel as if it should be a petition out that if the mother and daughter have an agreement that they are sexually active, let's prevent them from getting pregnant. Because we don't need no more children in the system. We know what the system does. Well, at least I do, because I had a foster son that was in the system. And that life that they live, that's why them boys is all around each other all the time, and they start experimenting, doing shit. Some of them see it, then they might want to do it. It's just not a good environment. I feel as this. Hey, I'm a sinner, and I'm a sin to the day I die until I walk through them pearly gates and he accepts me in. But if I can make a change about something, I'm gonna make it my best ability to do it and perfect it and basically give the kids an example as to what I'm saying to them. You know what I'm saying? You can tell a kid every day, all day, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. They're going to do it because they want to see what the precautions behind it is. They might not be ready or accept it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm that one that I just want to go save them all.
I feel you. You see, that's probably why you got that good heart. You know what I'm saying? You cooking and all that stuff. Personally, we need to get your address because we want to come on and get some of you too. Overall,
hey, you can come get some arroz con gandules. You can come get some pernil. You can come get some
con gandules. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, you knew I was always multi-talented anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we ain't going to get into that right now. Let's just stick to the script. You ain't about that life, huh? Okay, so basically, man, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving the energy from everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling everything. My boy Jay from New York, called in, man, and showed some love, man. That brother, you know, you can always call in any time, man, because you got a lot of knowledge on him, man. You know, Case, I think, man, he remind me of you, Case, in a sense, man. Like, he got to call in on a Wednesday, man, when y'all be having a conversation about the urban youth waking up our urban people. You know what I'm saying? On Thursdays, you know, Christian, man, on Thursdays, Pastor Mo Sales, man, what he do is he do a relationship hour to where it's like what you're talking about the kids and how families should come together, whatever, and that's what he do every Thursday, 7:30 Central Standard Time with the relationship hour. That's how he bring the people in and he give you some good ideas. You can give him some good ideas and, you know, and that's what he do. He bring the relationship back to Christ. Then, you know, then we got these Friday nights with the hip-hop. You know, that's for Justin, you know what I'm saying, urban hip-hop. You know, so we play everything. We play, you know, curse music, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, to where we're trying to wake up the urban community. Some of the rap music don't wake them up, but, you know, I just like to give unsigned artists, you know what I'm saying, unsigned hype a chance to voice their opinion. You know what I'm saying, I interview them all, man. It don't matter big or small, I interview them all. And we have fun, you know what I'm saying? Then you got Saturday nights, midday Saturday, man, where we got, where we just talking about any and everything, man. We bring up the topic, you know what I'm saying? We discuss this. And it's just so crazy how we just broke it down with You Ain't About That Life, huh? And then it just went into a whole nother realm. And that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? From You Ain't About That Homosexuality Life, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you ain't about that money life, huh? Huh?
Yo, I wanna give them this little clip that I had, man. This I think it was done like in the early '70s, But I want y'all to check this out. This is from a black psychologist mouth. You know what I'm saying? And she was like one of them outspoken person, you know what I'm saying, people back in the day. So I'm going to play this real clip, this clip real quick, and see what y'all think about it.
We are developing epidemic levels of the feminization of young black males. Well, I say the pants hagging it, sagging down, is just a subconscious invitation for homosexuality. You see, it's revealing the buttocks. See, so the pants are getting lower and lower and lower. The next step is to step out of the pants altogether. And so you step out of the pants, you're going to put on a dress. The black men are destroyed. Then the black people are gone. And we have the state of genocide.
Wow. All right, we back. And I 70s, my bad, the early 90s, I meant to say. But, yeah, she was saying that in the early 90s. Now, I mean, what she was saying, do y'all think it's true or not?
Absolutely, but I don't want to say that every kid that sags their pants is promoting homosexuality. What they are promoting is attention to that spot. And people are going to look. That's just like a lady that walked past you that got big boobs. People going to tend to turn their heads like, damn, wait a minute, is them real or is them implant?
Especially
so
when it's the knees.
They're attracting attention to that, but what they fail to realize is that all attention ain't good intention. And I try to preach that as much as possible with little girls that's growing boobies or little boys that might be fairly, you know, down there on the larger side and you can see it. Let's do something to fix that because we don't need nobody else's grown mind attention on our children looking at them like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is, a lot of rappers too. A lot of rappers be wearing their pants down, so you know that's
right.
A big problem.
They got out and all that stuff, and you know, girls might be screaming and hollering and shit, but they really might not be trying to make them girls scream and holler. They might be trying to make them boys do that. Because I swear to God, I've seen it from the back. I'm talking about the old school GDs all from the block from where I'm from. Hey, they done got down with the man. And now reality, when he came about that makeup and that wig and that dress and the panties, he was probably swinging bigger than they was, but they still did it.
Wow.
And
right.
They don't want to tell about it.
Right. Well, I mean...
Wait a minute. Before you even finish what you were saying, Justin.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I say you know how it is. I know they were saying about the swag. How do you feel about that clip?
I mean, they right, but I mean, is this how people promote themselves? Is this how they? It's they swag. It's a lot of people do it because they see somebody else doing it. They favorite rapper doing it, so they gonna do it. It's just all about their role models.
Yeah. So you kind of go back to the, you know, with you and about their life, who is coming from what, when Jay and Kristen was talking about that earlier, you know, about, you know, it's about where it comes from and who's saying it, you know, so directly. You want to be like whoever that person is, your favorite star, because I know you like Trey Songz, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, whatever Trey Songz do, you know what I'm saying, Jay going to do, you know. And that's kind of weird, but it's the truth, though, you know what I'm saying?
To that law that was supposedly out for the kids or boys that was doing that if they were to walk around with their pants down, you could sue them. What happened to that law? Because ain't nobody abiding by it, because if they got to give up some money for that shit, I bet you they pulling pants up.
But if you think about it, though, what about the like they were saying, the gay people that owns these Calvin Kleins and these true religions and all this stuff. Now you're taking the money away from the community, not the community, but you're taking money out of their pockets. So now the institution, you know what I'm saying, which is the jails, then you got that. And then once upon a time, just to change the subject a little bit, you know, and I'm still sure it's still like that. When they say when you wear your pants halfway down, it was in jail, you representing that person. If you got pink drawers, on or whatever. It's just like you're inviting them in to you know, to do your thing with them, you know, to where it's now. Now people look at it as a fashion statement. You don't even know where that statement come from. All he said was he saw his favorite rapper. What the really funniest thing to me is, you know, because I catch Subway, you know, say going to work sometimes, and I had to walk through that tunnel going to the other side to the blue line. It was so crazy. The dude, I promise you, his pants was like all the way down, like thighs. And my man was running to the train, and his pants would not leave the waistline, like the thigh line. Like, I was like, I was amazed, because I was like, dog, I can't believe his pants ain't falling. He was gone.
How about when they sagging and they're actually tight, like women jeans?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, you know what? The style.
They're trying to be like rockers. They're trying to be like rockers.
You know, I remember in the 80s, the 80s, the reason why back then you used to have to wear, like, I remember in the 80s, they used to wear kind of tight jeans. It wasn't, like, tight, but it was, like, fitted. And I believe that at that time, you know, they didn't make jeans maybe baggy or the way they did before, and then we kind of broke that in. But these guys took it to the other extreme, like, and, you know, I'm saying all you, yeah, they took it to the ultimate.
Jason, what nationality are you?
I'm Puerto Rican black.
Okay, fine. Well, I grew up around a black neighborhood, but I ran with the Latino. Now, I can remember back in the days when Straight Legs was happening, and Jabos was out, Levi's was out, and the Latin community, them niggas Straight Legs was harder than the girls. But that was the thing back in then, so nobody really looked at it as it being funny. And now it's coming out again. It's like, damn, is that really stylish? Or I don't understand it myself.
I think, you know, everything comes back, but I think that, like, even with the tight era, because you see everybody wearing everything that the new generation has done, that would come from some form, some era we was rocking. You know, that's how they learn, you know. But at the end of the day, like I said, I think that they took it extreme, like, you know, fitted jeans, tight, extra tight. You know, the sneaker game is good. I give it to the youth that they kept their sneaker game the way we used to. But, and they got more variety. But as far as, like, the wear of, like, jeans, you know, and the way you rock it. Because it used to be about how you rock your stuff. You know, you take something and it's flat. Rock and fly. You know, yeah, they had your balls. It was $75, $80, and even more. And, you know, if you had the money, and most of these people that had money, you know what I'm saying, would get them. You know, now you got the Visu and what you said, the True Religions. But what I'm saying is that the extra tight, that's I would expect that for a woman, you know. I don't think that's cool for you.
Hey, no,
you can't run and you catch your yeast infection.
Yo, you took the words out of my mouth. I couldn't stand nothing around my. I can't stand nothing tight around my thighs, dog. I can't stand it. It just
do something
to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to wear shit that fits you. You know, like loose. You know, like you feel comfortable. Like, that's just natural from a man's point of view. That's my point of view, anyway.
The balls,
you know,
see,
you know, yeah. I don't even like wearing a suit that's fitted too fitted. You know.
Hey, man, but look, check it out, man. We ticking down on the time here. Remember, what we're going to do is we're going to play a quick song. Then we're going to come back, and then we're going to give out, like, our closing remarks to all, you know, to everybody that's on the panel. We'll give you with the closing remarks. What we normally do is we do, like, a 30-second, you know, with your closing remarks on it, man. You know, just letting you know, thank you for coming on the show or whatever. So we're going to go and play one quick song, and we'll come back, and we're going to do our closing remarks, man, and we're going to shut it down. Hey, Case, what song, man? What you want to rock?
Man, I'm gonna let y'all hear how a black woman feel about now today. So get ready for it. It's called Mandingo by Sec Mac. Let's go.
We go. Let's go.
Yeah. Rewind. Light up.
A nigga got a big, 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 big. The thing
no balls. He ain't got no balls. Mandango real big, real big. But he ain't got no balls. He ain't got no balls. A nigga got a big dick. But he ain't got no balls. He ain't got no balls. Mandango real big. But he ain't got no balls.
Money.
Ride the train, nothing but niggas mainly stank. They just slaves, can't wake up, can't think. Taking donations outside at the corner store. Recycle from the hanging bodies on the sycamore. It don't sink in, only what you choose to know. He can't stop banging on his own type of kinfolk. Go on your pinky, talk that shit just swallow. You the real Mr. Hanky, Hollywood told you so. Jesus, peace on when you're
killing another nigga.
Made a gangster rap song, how to
kill another nigga.
Couldn't beat him, join the devil, yeah. And that's just what you become. But we ain't down, and this ain't us. Got the biggest package in the world, missing all the nuts. Pull a strap on your community and still can't eat a crumb. Kiss a whole lot of ass, making friends with everybody. They keep the power, cause you ain't got no guts about it. A nigga got a big dick, big dick. But he ain't got no balls, he ain't got no balls. Mandango real big, real big. But he ain't got no balls, he ain't got no balls. A nigga got a big dick. But he ain't got no balls, he ain't got no balls. Mandango real big. But he ain't got no balls.
Money.
Everybody want a Mandango, small men, Kardashians. He don't bite, boy toy, have a lot of fun with him. These Mandangos make nothing but little black monsters. Who gon' watch them and sponsor his monsters? I hate the hood, I live here and ain't nothing good. The only privilege is access to guns and drugs. A rite of passage, no ticket and no getting out. Welcome to Nutstand, a nigga got the best seat in the house. The black man is a hoe. How you know? Look at his actions. The land he owns, his record labels, and these fuckboys rapping. Whole lot of killing. There's a movie. Bring the popcorn. The bullets from Malone. Come get your dance.
Hey, 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 hey. You, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
All right, so I got everybody a mic. So, man, I want to thank you all, man, for just tuning in with me, man. We got about a minute left. And, man, keep it up, man. You ain't about that life, huh, man? So, everybody done broke it down for me, man, and Jay from New York, Kristen from childhood, my son Justin. Hey, man, y'all call in anytime, man. Y'all know the number, man. Tune in, www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Kristen?
Yes?
Thank you, honey. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome, and I'm willing to join again sometime.
Let's do it. Hey, Jay from New York, man. Thanks, bro. You know, you family, man. You can join us too, man. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And Justin, man, I'll see you in a minute. All right, man. Everybody, man, that's about it, man. It's my time. I thank y'all for coming on, man. I'm going to give y'all a round of applause.
Thank you.
And, man, we at it, man. We out. We're going to do it again. Be right back at it, man. Next week, next Saturday. 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, Wednesday through Saturday, that's how we do it. Wednesday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we out. Y'all can feel free to call in anytime, 347-838-9106. And man, if y'all want to get a recording on this show, man, it's going to be on my page, Facebook, Dennis Weston, just search it, or Sleep Dilla. Either way it go, we out. Western World 1. Peace.